Hello and welcome to this new episode of J'améliore mon anglais, a podcast series from langonaut.com. My name is Séverine Domise and today we're going to talk about WikiLeaks and a very sensitive topic, but also not so new. Do you know the novel 1984? Because that's what it's about. As you probably know, WikiLeaks is a site that has for purpose to raise awareness of people of things that are happening in the world that maybe governments or companies try to keep secret, and WikiLeaks is here to make the information available to the large public. Today's article's title is WikiLeaks publishes files on CIA hacking abilities. It's an article dated 2017. I made a few corrections and cuts, so if you'd like the whole story, then you might want to go on Wikinews to read this full article. The link, as usual, is on langonaut.com. A little bit of vocabulary to help you prepare for this reading. Hacking abilities. Maybe you know the word hackers. So hacking abilities, it's this power, the possibility to enter into and control a device or a software. So it's the possibility, the power to enter into a computer, a phone, safe data, and control it. To dub, D-U-B, it's to give a name based on an opinion, a name or a nickname. A vault, it's a safe place like banks have to keep their cash. Vault, V-A-U-L-T. To bypass, in one word, to bypass is to go around a rule or around a protection. Android exploits. Well, you probably know Android, even though in French we say it differently, but it's the operating system that most smartphones use instead, but except iPhone. So Android exploits are pieces of code that exploits a vulnerability. To spy, S-P-Y, is to secretly collect information. Seemingly turned off. Seemingly, maybe you hear this word, seem. So seemingly turned off is when something seems turned off, so is believed to be off, but it's not. To allege is to say something without a proof. Purported. So we're going to talk about purported documents. So those documents, it means that it has been stated to be true, but it may not be the case. So purported is we say it's true, but maybe it's not. I read once more only the vocabulary from the text. Hacking abilities, to dub, a vault, to bypass, Android exploits, to spy, seemingly turned off, to allege, purported. And now we start with the first reading. WikiLeaks publishes files on CIA hacking abilities. Yesterday, WikiLeaks released files going into detail about the CIA's hacking capabilities. The collection, which WikiLeaks dubbed Vault 7, contains 8,761 files, including claims the CIA can bypass the encryption of many popular encrypted messaging apps, including WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, Weibo, Confide, and Cloakman, and hack all major phones and computer operating systems, including 24 individual Android exploits and Samsung smart TVs. It is claimed the CIA can use the Samsung F8000 TV to spy while seemingly turned off, a technique WikiLeaks claimed was a collaborative development of the CIA with MI5. It also alleges the US consulate in Frankfurt is used as a sensitive compartmentalized information facility, a secret base from which US spies hack Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. WikiLeaks compared the surveillance technology with George Orwell's novel 1984, in which the TVs watch the citizens. The CIA said, "We do not comment on the authenticity or content of purported intelligence document." So this is the big news that came out from WikiLeaks in 2017. Maybe you know George Orwell's novel 1984, but if you don't, then I highly recommend that you read it and try to compare it to the life that we live now. Otherwise, there are a few things that you can pay attention to in this text. There is a big number. How many files are included in what was released by WikiLeaks? Also, we talk about three different continents that are sort of the victims of American spies. What are those continents? Before we move on to the second part, as usual, I just wanted to remind you that if you like this podcast, please do share it with your friends, with your colleagues maybe, and let me know if there's anything I can do to help you work on your English or help you learn if that's something you're really trying to do at the moment. Also, I recommend, as usual, that you have a look at the website longonaut.com, and if your goal by listening to this podcast is to maybe find a new job or apply abroad or simply try to get a higher position in your company, then I recommend that you download the bonus that is available for free on longonaut.com. One more thing, which is quite important when you learn English, do not limit yourself to just one kind of accent. So you're listening to me, that's great, I'm really happy about it. But also, I recommend that maybe you watch documentaries from America, documentaries from India, from Australia, from England. It's really important that you get used to English being spoken in different accents. So if you can, if you have access to that, and to be honest, nowadays with YouTube, we have access to so many things, then I recommend that you try this. And if you need help on YouTube listening to those documentaries, you can download it's a Google Chrome extension, I think, called LLN. I talk about it in one of the articles on longonaut.com. Have a look, search LLN on Longonaut, and you should find the articles with all the details, and you will see that it can be really helpful when you listen to something in another language and you struggle with people's accents. All right, let's move on to the second part. I read the vocabulary again, then the reading, then the question, as usual. Hacking abilities. It's the power to enter into and control a device or software. To dub is to give a name based on opinion. A vault, it's a safe place like banks have to keep their cash. To bypass is to go around a rule or a protection. Android exploits. They are pieces of code that exploit a vulnerability. To spy is to secretly collect information, seemingly turned off. It's something that seems turned off, it looks turned off, but it's not. To allege is to say without proof. Purported. So it's something that has been stated to be true, but maybe it's not. WikiLeaks publishes files on CIA hacking abilities. Yesterday, WikiLeaks released files going into detail about the CIA's hacking capabilities. The collection, which WikiLeaks dubbed Vault 7, contains 8,761 files, including claims the CIA can bypass the encryption of many popular encrypted messaging apps, including WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, Weibo, Confide, and Cloakman, and hack all major phones and computer operating systems, including 24 individual Android exploits and Samsung smart TVs. It is claimed the CIA can use the Samsung F8000 TV to spy while seemingly turned off, a technique WikiLeaks claimed was a collaborative development of the CIA with MI5. It also alleges the US consulate in Frankfurt is used as a sensitive compartmentalized information facility, a secret base from which US spies hack Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. WikiLeaks compared the surveillance technology with George Orwell's novel 1984, in which the TVs watch the citizens. The CIA said, "We do not comment on the authenticity or content of purported intelligence documents." Now here is my question to you. How do you feel about these hacking abilities revealed? That's all for today. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time.